Thursday, August 25th, 2022. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my AEW Dynamite recap episode. Last night's AEW Dynamite was off the chain, man. I watched it from start to finish, and I thought it was a very good episode of Dynamite. As we are on the road to All Out, and I thought AEW knocked it out of the park. So I'm going to go over last night's AEW Dynamite for you guys. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, thanks for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy, and the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely check, head on over to the channel. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Like some of the videos. I've surpassed my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers. I'm on the road to 2,000 YouTube subscribers. So definitely check out that page. And you want to stay locked to all my social media accounts next weekend as we make our road trip to Chicago for AEW All Out Weekend. So last night's AEW Dynamite took place live from Cleveland, Ohio. The show kicked off with The Wizard, Chris Jericho, and Daniel Garcia. They had a face-to-face. You know, Chris Jericho was kept telling Daniel Garcia that he's the best sports entertainer. And, you know, Daniel Garcia kept saying, I'm more than a sports entertainer. I'm a wrestler. The fans know I'm a wrestler. Then Bryan Danielson came to the ring. It was like Daniel Garcia was stuck between his hero, Bryan Danielson, and his friend, Chris Jericho. And Chris Jericho was trying to make Daniel Garcia pick him over Bryan Danielson. Jericho went to put his hands on Daniel Garcia. Daniel Garcia pushed Jericho to the floor. And then that set up the Lionheart, Chris Jericho, versus the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, set for September 4th, Chicago, AEW All Out. Next up, we had Dax Harwood versus Jay Lethal. That was a good match, you know. The FTR and the Lethal connection have had this feud going for a little while now. In the end, Jay Lethal picked up the win with a roll-up. He had the tights. And after the match, Sanjay said that the trios match at All Out would be FTR and Wardlow versus Jay Lethal, but he never said who Jay Lethal's partners would be. And they showed the video package. Motor City Machine Guns will team up with Jay Lethal to take on FTR and Wardlow. And that's going to happen September 4th at AEW's All Out. After that, we had a backstage segment with Tony Schiavone and AEW Women's Champion Thunder Rosa. You know, Thunder Rosa had tears in her eyes. I wasn't sure what was going on. So it looks like Thunder Rosa has an injury, a legit injury, and she's no longer able to compete at All Out. So they're going to crown an interim AEW Women's Champion in a fatal four-way at All Out. It's going to be Toni Storm, Britt Baker, Hikaru Shida, and Jamie Hayter to crown the interim AEW Women's World Champion. So we're wishing all the best to Thunder Rosa and a speedy recovery so she come back and keep doing what she does best, and that's kick ass in that wrestling ring. It was father versus son. It was Billy Gunn with the Acclaim versus Colton Gunn with Austin Gunn. Man, I love the Acclaim, man. Every time those guys come out, it's just magic what Max Caster does on the mic. That guy's gold. So, you know, they got this rivalry going. Billy Gunn was with his sons, and then he was with the Acclaim. Then he left the Acclaim for his sons. His sons turned on him. Now he's back with the Acclaim. In the end of this match, Stokely cost Billy Gunn the match. So Colton picked up the win. And it seems like Stokely and the Ass Boys are going to be a thing now. After that, we had Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, take on Kylan King. Britt Baker, she could well be the next AEW Women's Interim Champion. Britt Baker in this match, she always shows off in the ring. But in this match, she picked up the win with the lockjaw. After the match, Britt Baker got on the mic, being the heel, talking about Thunder Rosa and telling everyone that when she was champion, she wrestled with a broken wrist, and that's what a champion does. And then she said, "Tony, lucky for you, you finally be on a pay-per-view where people give a damn because you'll be in the ring with me." Out comes Tony Storm, but Tony Storm's attacked by Jamie Hayter. And Sheeta comes out to help Tony Storm, and like I said, we're on the road to the four-way to crown the interim AEW Women's Champion at All Out. We had another backstage segment with Tony Schiavone and the AEW Tag Team Champions, Swerve and All Glory. Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee, and the Acclaim was standing across for them. Keith Lee said, "We think you'll be worthy challengers for our belts at All Out." Bowen said, "All Out, we're taking those championships home because everyone loves the Acclaim." So AEW All Out is shaping up to be a great pay-per-view. After that, we had the AEW World Unification match, which I thought would have been the main event, but now I know why that wasn't the main event. I thought the main event was phenomenal. We'll get into that in a minute. But it was the AEW World Champion CM Punk versus AEW Interim World Champion Jon Moxley. This was a short match. I thought Punk was going to win here. Because the hometown guy never wins. Jon Moxley's from Ohio. They win Cleveland, Ohio. I was like, oh, yeah, simple wrestling 101 booking. The hometown guy always loses in his hometown, right? Wrong. So towards the end of this match, CM Punk went to kick Jon Moxley in the head with his injured foot, the foot that he had the surgery on. Seems like CM Punk hurt his foot during the kick. He was on the ground screaming in pain, holding his foot. Moxley hit him with two Death Riders and 1-2-3. The new and undisputed AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley. I was pissed. I had my CM Punk hat on. I threw it on the floor. I was knocking stuff down. I was pissed. I was like, what the heck? And then the commentators, Taz said, "Did Punk come back too soon?" Jim Ross, he got his ass kicked. They had a doctor come out, check on Punk, and helped CM Punk to the back. CM Punk looked back in the camera in disgust. So what happens for All Out? What's the main event of All Out? Because they didn't announce it. Later on in the night, they cut backstage to Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley said, "My time is right now. And this right minute, 2022, my time is right now." So we didn't get no announcement for what's Jon Moxley's opponent for All Out. What's the situation with CM Punk? Did he re-injure the foot? I'm sure we will find out next Wednesday on Dynamite, because that's the go-home show for All Out. But, spoiler alert, according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer, an AEW world title rematch between unified champion Jon Moxley and former champion CM Punk is the main event for next Sunday's All Out. This is from WrestlingObserver.com. Well, it's from Wrestling Observer from F4WOnline.com. Speaking at the beginning of the post-Dynamite Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer said the rematch is the main event, but isn't sure if they are adding a stipulation or when they will announce it. He then urged that the company to announce the match as soon as possible, while also conceding that the decision to buy pay-per-views is usually a last-minute one. So, according to Dave Meltzer, we're getting the rematch at All Out. CM Punk, former AEW World Champion, CM Punk, will get his rematch against the undisputed AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley, at next Sunday's All Out. And I hope so, because like I said, you're in Chicago, CM Punk is your guy, Jon Moxley is your guy. And this was a short match last night on Dynamite. It was a 10-minute match. So let them make a stipulation for next Sunday, CM Punk versus Moxley. Make it you could do a last man standing match. You could do a 1-hour Iron Man match. You could do a 2 out of 3 falls match, steel cage match. Put a stipulation on this match. Okay, let these guys go 30 minutes. Let them go an hour. I'm sure CM Punk's foot is okay. Okay, this is professional wrestling. Tony Khan wanted to let him come back that early if he wasn't ready. Okay. Tony Khan doesn't work like that. So I'm sure this was a work when he hit the ground. And like I said, if we're getting this rematch, add a stipulation to it. To have CM Punk come out next Wednesday on Dynamite and say, okay, you got me. I messed up. But let's see if you can go for an hour. Make it an Iron Man match. So either way, looks like we're going to get that rematch next Sunday. After that, we had Christian Cage backstage with Tony Schiavone. Christian Cage got on the mic and said, I extended an olive branch to you last week, Jungle Boy. I was giving you one last opportunity to apologize. You have the audacity to challenge me to match it all out, and you come out and try to maim me. Christian would go on to say, you can't throw anything that I haven't already seen in my career, Jack. I've seen it all. I've done it all at All Out. You're going to find out that I'm not average. I am an anomaly. I'm special. And at All Out, you'll find out you're not in my league, Jungle Boy. I accept your challenge. So it looks like Jungle Boy Christian Cage is set for Labor Day weekend. After that, we had Ricky Starks in the ring. Ricky Starks cutting another amazing heartfelt promo. He said, I thought you were my friend, Hobbs. Don't forget, Hobbs, you were playing background until you met me in Jacksonville. I should have known that you turned your back on the Nightman. You would have did the same to me. He said, I called you a friend, but now I called you a lockdown snake and where I'm from. A lowdown snake and where I'm from. We cut the head off the snakes. So it looks like we'll be getting Hobbs and Ricky Starks at All Out. And then the main event. Now, if you guys watch Dynamite every week like I do, you'll notice that Kip Sabian, he sits front row with a box on his head. He says underrated over it. And he always has his nice suits on. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I love Kip Sabian. Huge fan of Kip Sabian. I made a box. I made my own box for my head that mimics Kip Sabian's box. Went to Kineticon. I met Kip Sabian. Love Kip Sabian. So what does this have to do with the main event? Well, I'll let you know what this has to do with the main event. It was the main event. It was the semifinals of the AEW Trios title tournament. It was Death Triangle. Pac, who is the All-Atlantic champion, with Penta, El Zero Miedo, and Rey Fénix. And they took on United Empires, Kyle Fletcher, Mark Davis, Will Ospreay. Now, this match was amazing. From the start of it to the end of it, nonstop. Okay, now, towards the end of the match, Pac and Will Ospreay were in the ring. Pac made his way to the outside of the ring, and Pac was staring at Kip Sabian, who was sitting in front row. And I don't know if you guys follow AEW on YouTube, but, you know, over the past couple months, Kip Sabian has been defending, not Kip Sabian, Pac has been defending his All-Atlantic Championship over in the UK. And Kip Sabian has been following Pac all over. So, seems like Pac's got a little annoyed. So, Pac went up to Kip Sabian. He was pointing at him. He smacked the box off his head. But it wasn't Kip Sabian under that box. It was some random guy with duct tape on his mouth. Looked like he was from the Joker movie or something. So, Pac's like, what the hell is that? And from behind, to attack Pac, he's underrated, and he's over it. Kip Sabian has made his return to All Elite Wrestling. I lost my mind. Go to my Twitter account. You'll see my live reaction video. Kip Sabian hits the suplex on Pac on the outside, grabs his box, goes to walk away. The crowd goes nuts for Kip. You hear the chants, Kip, Kip, Kip. I was at my parents' house screaming at the TV. I'm so happy. Kip Sabian has unboxed himself. And I hope that leads to Kip Sabian versus Pac at All Out next Sunday for that All-Atlantic Championship. After Kip attacked Pac, Aussie Open attacks Rey Fénix. Will Ospreay finish Rey Fénix off with the OS cutter, and United Empire will advance next week. Dynamite. It's going to be United Empire versus the Elite. After the match, Kenny Omega, Young Bucks came out on the ramp. Kenny Omega pointed to Will Ospreay, so that's going to be an amazing match. United Empire versus the Elite. Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay next week. That's going to be great. So, AEW Dynamite last night. That's my recap. I thought it was a great episode of Dynamite. And, man, we have tons of matches announced for All Out. I'm going to run down the matches for you guys and pull up the match card here. So, here we go. AEW All Out 2022 match card. AEW All Out 2022 takes place live next Sunday, September the 4th, from the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates. And we have, man, we got a card here. We're going to get the tournament final for the inaugural AEW World Trios Championships. We have a six-man tag team match, a trios match. It's Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal in the Motor City Machine Guns. We have a four-way match to crown an interim AEW Women's World Champion. It's Toni Storm, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, Jamie Hayter, and Hikaru Shida. We have a casino ladder match. The winner of the casino ladder match will get a future AEW World Championship match. We have the Lionheart, Chris Jericho, versus American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. For the AEW World Tag Team Championships, it's the AEW World Tag Team Champions Swerve in All Glory, Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland versus the Acclaim's Max Caster, Anthony Bowens. We have Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy, Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs, and it's not confirmed officially by AEW, but according to Dave Meltzer, we're getting the rematch. The AEW Undisputed World Champion, Jon Moxley, versus CM Punk, and that all goes down live next Sunday. AEW's All Out. Like I said, keep a lock to my social media accounts because we will be in the Chicagoland area for AEW All Out weekend. So I will be posting tons of pictures, videos for you guys on my Twitter account, on my YouTube. I'm gonna do a whole vlog of our road trip from our house out to Chicago. So definitely keep a lock to The Battle Club Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. Well, Jon Moxley is the undisputed AEW World Champion. Thunder Rosa has to step down as AEW Women's Champion. And who will be the next AEW Women's Interim Champion. And Kip Sabian has finally unboxed himself. Will we get that bastard Pac versus Kip Sabian in Chicago at All Out? We'll have to find out. what happens next on the road to All Out. Well, as always, folks, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Till next time.